right now, saying thank you to someone can feel good, and research shows doing it a lot can be tied to a happier state of mind. But our motives for showing gratitude can make a difference. Our next guest says that thinking of gratitude as a self-help tool may not be the best way to go, but by showing thankfulness with other people in mind, it can come back to us in the form of stronger relationships and social groups. David Craig is a doctoral candidate in clinical psychology at The Ohio State University, studying positive emotions like gratitude, spirituality, and forgiveness. David, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, thanks so much, Rob. This is the most social interaction I've had all week, so it's good to be here.
Well, that's fantastic. I'm glad I could keep you busy. People have been studying gratitude for a while now. Can you talk about some of the positive outcomes that gratitude can bring about?
Sure. So first thing I want to do is just distinguish between correlational research and then experimental research. So with correlational research, we're just looking at whether having more of one trait is associated or correlated with having more of another trait. And so in terms of correlational research, there's been a wealth of studies showing that people who report feeling gratitude more often or expressing gratitude more often have a greater level of positive emotions like optimism, joy, happiness. They have a lower incidence of mental health problems like depression, anxiety, and substance abuse. They report greater quality relationships. They report that they're more forgiving, and they even report sleeping better, surprisingly. That said, the experimental work, which actually tries to take individuals and then have them actually engage in gratitude practices and exercises, that literature has been a bit more murky. And in fact, a recent meta-analysis that my advisor and I did showed, for example, that these gratitude interventions or exercises actually have a fairly negligible impact on depression and anxiety. So there's kind of a breakdown, I guess you could say, between the correlational work in this area and then actually trying to bottle it and turn it into a self-help tool.
So it could be that if I'm a person who's very thankful and often expresses gratitude, it might just be part of the bundle of the other stuff that you just mentioned, those the positive outcomes, the positive attitude and things like that. It may be that that causes that, or they might not cause each other. They might just be associated with the same type of person. Do I have that right?
Absolutely, yeah. So we don't exactly know why people who are more grateful have all these other traits that are associated with flourishing. As you said, it could just be that they're just more positive people in general. It could be maybe they tend to be more outgoing and they're more verbal with their expressions of gratitude. And so people just want to be around them more. And so they build up resources that way. So we don't exactly know exactly why it is. And that's why you often hear that correlation does not mean causation.
So now if I'm a what's in it for me kind of person, I might hear that and say, okay, I'm not going to get necessarily anything out of thanking people. So why bother?
Yeah, great question. So first thing I should say is that the one exception to the gratitude intervention research that I've seen is for relationship quality. So that is the one finding I've come across where there is actually some strong evidence that when you, let's say, write a letter of thanks to someone, that it does improve your relationships with individuals. But I would still say that you should be careful with approaching a gratitude exercise with this sort of expectation in mind that it's going to benefit you in some way. Because recent work from our lab with my advisor, Jennifer Chevins, has shown that when individuals are expressing gratitude for the explicit purpose of trying to be happy, that it can actually backfire and they actually end up feeling less meaning in life among other well-being measures compared to individuals who just express gratitude freely without any expectation of benefit. So that's basically a long-winded way of answering your question and of saying that if you're trying to express thanks because you think it's going to help you, it might actually undermine your well-being and backfire in some ways, and probably best to steer away from that sort of motivation.
Talking to David Craig from The Ohio State University, looking at the psychology of gratitude, what it is, who benefits from it. You can join in, by the way, at 800-642-1234. Do you make a point of thanking people for whatever? Does it make you feel good? Do you think it makes them feel good? Have you made a conscious effort to express thanks to others? Call 800-642-1234. Well, David, let's flip it around. Instead of thinking of what's gratitude going to do for me when I express it, do we have experiments on what it does to the people who receive the gratitude, on what it does to the people who are thanked?
Absolutely. So this area is starting to burgeon a bit, although it's still probably not as well-developed as the research looking at what gratitude does for us. In typical American fashion, right, we start with what's this going to do for my happiness? But researchers are starting to look at how expressing gratitude can actually impact the person who is receiving it. So, for example, some of the work of Sarah Algo at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill has looked at when you express gratitude towards close others, like romantic partners, for example. And then she has shown with her colleagues that when you express gratitude to a romantic partner or a friend, that it actually improves the level of relationship satisfaction of the person you're expressing it to. And it also improves your level of sort of social connection or perceptions of intimacy with that person. But then also they found that it also improves relationship connection and satisfaction for the person who is expressing gratitude. And so, again, we come back to that idea that really with gratitude, relationships seems to be the one thing that it seems to be really robust for.
Well, it seems like it might be hard to measure one outcome of this, and that's for a community of people, say a group of friends or a workplace where, you know, you might be paying in some gratitude that bounces back and benefits you later. It seems like that would be really hard to take and do a simple, reproducible psychology kind of study.
Absolutely. I mean, that is one of the major limitations of psychology is we often are studying phenomena at the individual level, whereas we often are interested in generalizing our findings to community level patterns. But in order to have a well-controlled study to actually look at a whole community, it would probably take a lot of money and a lot of scientists working together. So if there's any funders out there listening to this, please give me several million and I will make that happen.
I want to bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. John is with us in the town of Dunn. John, hi, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I was just wondering along the lines of expressing thankfulness and so forth. What does your guest have to say about if the type of person that just says, boy, I'm thankful to a whole group of people that are maybe discussing COVID-19 and saying, well, I'm so glad I haven't got that. Not talking to anybody in particular, but what does that have to do with this series?
So you're saying thankfulness about our current state in life, John, as opposed to thanking a particular person for a thing? Do I have that right?
Yeah.
So just, I guess, expressing thanks to the universe for good things happening to us, David, or bad things not happening to us. Do we have research on that?
Sure. So this is actually something I looked at a little bit in my recent meta-analysis that I did with my advisor, Jennifer Chevins, where we looked at differences between what we called interpersonal gratitude interventions, where you're, say, writing a letter of thanks to a specific person, and then intrapersonal gratitude interventions, where you're not really expressing thanks to anyone in particular, like, say, keeping a gratitude diary or a gratitude journal, which I'm sure many listeners have heard of. We actually didn't find a difference in the effectiveness between the two. And as far as I've seen from other meta-analyses and other review papers, there hasn't really been consistent evidence that expressing gratitude to one particular person is better than just kind of expressing it kind of in general. Now, I will say the one exception to that I've seen is some work coming out of Harvard Medical School, David Rosmarin. They did a correlational study, so there's some limitations there, but they looked at religious gratitude versus kind of general gratitude, and they found that gratitude toward God or a higher power was more powerfully associated with well-being than kind of general gratitude without having that sort of direction towards a higher power or God.
We're talking to David Craig right now, doctoral candidate in clinical psychology at Ohio State, and we're looking at what research shows us about gratitude and the benefits it can have. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your own maybe personal story about gratitude in your life. What has showing gratitude done for you? How about receiving a thank you from others? Do you feel like it helps your mental health, your mood? Does it strengthen relationships? And do you have a method to your gratitude? Do you keep a gratitude journal or have some other formal way of making sure you thank people? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We're talking about showing gratitude and the benefits it can have. David Craig is with us, doctoral candidate in clinical psychology at Ohio State. He's sharing what research does and doesn't tell us about gratitude. And you could join in with your own story at 800-642-1234. Have you made it a point to show thankfulness to people in your life more often? Do you feel like it helps you? Does it help you and other people thank you for stuff? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll go back to your calls now. Desiree is with us in Milwaukee. Hi.
Yes, hi. I'm so glad, actually, to hear this talk. I tune in all the time through the show anyway. But I've been keeping a gratitude journal this year, and I've noticed a big difference. I suffer a lot with depression, and by me taking the time out, and you know they say it takes 21 days to make a habit, and I've been doing this now since the beginning of this year, and I have noticed a significant just a whole adjustment in my attitude, the way that I feel. And I actually look forward to that time, that few minutes of just writing what I'm thankful for throughout the day. And even if it's small things, it just makes such a big difference. It really does. It makes a big difference in the way that you feel, your attitude, and your whole outlook.
Desiree, thank you so much for sharing that. So a gratitude journal, she has this habit of doing it every day. David, I don't know, do we have that kind of long-term research on what something like that could do for a person?
Sure. So a couple of things I should mention here. So with the meta-analysis that I conducted with my advisor, you have to keep in mind that we're always looking at average effects. So in other words, we're saying that on average, this intervention has this sort of effect for the average person. But that doesn't mean that the findings are always going to apply equally to all people in all situations. So what we found in our research was that gratitude journals have a, well, let me back up. They're better than doing nothing at all. So when we compared them to a wait list, meaning participants who did nothing at all, these gratitude interventions like journals and gratitude letters actually have a medium-sized effect. But then when we compare them to any sort of control condition like writing about your route to work, we found that they have a rather small effect. So they seem to be better than doing nothing at all, but they have a more kind of a minimal effect when you compare it to a control condition. But again, we're talking about findings on average here. So I'm never going to say that doing these sort of gratitude journals are not helpful. I think if it's working for you and it's helpful, by all means, continue to do it. We just would say that on average, it's not going to be as helpful as, say, something like cognitive behavioral therapy, if that makes sense.
Desiree, thank you so much for sharing that. And I'm glad it's offering some benefit to you. Let's go now to Jeff with us in Winneconne. Jeff, hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. What do you want to tell us about, Jeff?
Hi. I just, the way I perceive gratitude, I just wanted to mention it, is that it's almost, for me, a byproduct of how I'm living my life and the way I'm treating people and things around me. And I use it as a gauge. And like, if all of a sudden I'm sensing or feeling like I'm not grateful about things, or I'm speaking to people in a non-grateful way, I need to check what's going on inside of me, the way I'm behaving, what am I doing that my gratitude is going down. So I think it's like good manners. Yes, it's a behavior, but for me, it's more than that. It's like a gauge or a byproduct of how I'm living my life.
Well, and Jeff, if I can ask, when that gratitude gauge drops to zero, Do you know what to do with that? Do you have ideas on how to get to that deeper stuff you see?
Yeah, definitely. For me, it comes from spiritual practices. It comes from responsible living. It comes from, I have very specific things that I do for, I guess, you know, to cope, or mental health, if you will. Do I need to go on a long walk with my best friend? Do I need to spend more personal time? Am I working too much? Am I balanced? Where's my balance at?
Interesting,
like that.
Jeff. That's super, that's fascinating. Jeff, thanks for sharing that. So David, Jeff sees the correlation, but he sees maybe the causation going the other way. If he's not being grateful enough, it's a red flag for him that he needs to do some more of the basic stuff.
Sure. I mean, that goes back to what we talked about kind of at the start of the show, which is that gratitude is correlated with a lot of other things like positive emotion and so forth. And so it could be that when individuals are feeling more positive and more happy, that they're already just kind of more naturally inclined to expressing gratitude, whereas when they're feeling more depressed or anxious, that, you know, it may be more difficult. And so that lack of gratitude could absolutely be an indication that, hey, maybe something's not going well in my life and I need to take a step back and think about, you know, how I can readjust some things.
Thanks for that call. We're talking to David Craig from The Ohio State University, looking at gratitude, taking your stories about how you express thanks and what it does for you to thank or be thanked. And David is sharing some of the research, the psychological research out there, about what we know about the benefits and the gray areas when it comes to gratitude. Back to your calls now. Troy is on the line in Appleton. Troy, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to express the idea of me, myself, being a supervisor and having individuals that if I show gratitude to the fellow employees or people, that my productivity of them goes up.
Interesting. Just, Troy, thanks a lot for sharing that. David, do we have research out there in workplace settings when it comes to the gratitude that Troy shares with his crew?
You know, I would have to look into that, but I would be betting that there has been some sort of study done on that. There's a whole field called industrial organizational psychology, or IO psychology for short, where they look at interventions done in the workplace and how to boost employee morale and boost employee productivity and so forth. And actually, a lot of the positive psychology theories and research that gratitude sort of grew out of have been heavily adopted by the IO psychology community. So I would have to look it up, but I would be willing to bet that someone has looked at that. I would guess that expressing gratitude to your employees would, in fact, have an effect on improving workplace morale and so forth.
Thanks again for that call. So, David, it sounds clear that we could use more research on gratitude. What are some of the big mysteries, the unanswered questions that you would really like to have some serious lab work done on to figure out?
Yeah, so, the first thing that I'm interested in continuing to look at is this idea of the motivations we bring to gratitude. So we've really seen this kind of a cottage industry pop up where gratitude is being promoted as a self-help tool to improve our own happiness and well-being. And I wonder if in some ways that really does send the wrong message, that gratitude is something we do to benefit ourselves rather than just something we do as a freely given gift. And so I'm curious to continue to run experiments to see when we kind of manipulate people's expectations or motivations for expressing gratitude, does that have an impact on well-being? I would also like to see some work on incorporating gratitude into currently existing evidence-based psychotherapies like cognitive behavioral therapy. So, you know, just because we found that gratitude interventions as standalone tools aren't especially effective, that doesn't mean that they couldn't perhaps supplement or add on to improve currently existing therapies. And then finally, I talked about this a little bit earlier, but I think there needs to be a lot more research done into the different types of gratitude. So I mentioned, for example, spiritual or religious gratitude versus kind of just general gratitude. And there's some early evidence coming out of Harvard showing that there are differences there. And in fact, there's an initiative that's just started up by Robert Emmons at the University of California, who's one of the sort of grandfathers of gratitude research. And they're looking at gratitude to God and what effects that has in terms of well-being and health. So there's some interesting scientific questions definitely to sink our teeth into.
So while there's still a lot of research to be done, how about this statement? Tell me if this makes sense. If I'm going to thank somebody else, I may be better off thinking that I'm doing it for them, not thinking I'm doing it for myself. Is that fair at this stage to say?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, Viktor Frankl was a famous physicist or psychiatrist who actually survived the Holocaust camps, and he wrote a whole book called Man's Search for Meaning. But he has a great statement in there where he says that happiness is and must always be a byproduct of a life well lived, basically. And so I think the same could be said of gratitude, that gratitude should be something, I think, where we do it just freely because we value it for its own sake. And then the happiness and the improved relationships and all those other things might just be a nice sort of side effect or byproduct.
And briefly, as we wrap up, David, do you take your work home with you? Does your research inform the way you behave when it comes to gratitude?
You know, I do try to write gratitude letters to family, friends, and express gratitude to my wife. I don't know if she would agree that I do it enough. She's sitting right next to me right now, but I can check in with her and get back to you on that. But yeah, I think when you sink your teeth into this literature, it really does have an effect on your outlook, and you can't help but let it kind of change some of the way you approach relationships yourself.
David, thanks so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Rob. It's been a lot of fun.
That's David Craig. He's a doctoral candidate in clinical psychology at The Ohio State University. He talked with us about his research into gratitude and how other positive emotions can benefit our mental well-being. Still time to share your attitude when it comes to gratitude. Head over to the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let us know if you make a conscious effort to thank people for things.